Good evening. Welcome to Among the Realms. We're finally online, I hope.
Yeah, but we did it quick this time.
This is Diane. We're speaking to you from the Trinity Metaphysical Center in Hamburg, New Jersey, located on Route 23. And it's also the home of the Equipped Ghost Hunters.
Yay!
And with me we have Mark.
Hey!
And she.
And good evening. Round two, take two. Welcome back to Blog Talk Debacle. We are Trinity Metaphysical, we are Ecrypt, and we are hopefully back on the air. All right, Jackie, so where were we before we were rudely dumped?
By Skype.
By Skype.
We were actually just starting to talk about what is the law of attraction. So, the first thing about the law of attraction is... The law of attraction is basically that saying, stating that every positive or negative event that happened to us was attracted by us. So it's the belief that attracts like, and focusing on specific thoughts can bring about specific results. So since like attracts like, you want to always make sure you have positive thoughts and only put it out what you desire, not what you fear, so that you bring more of that in.
So Skype will positively work.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So you know, the biggest challenge people have with the law of attraction is constantly keeping their mind positive, because there's a lot of things we go through and a lot of people we're around that are negative, and then there's a lot of you know situations that happen that are out of our control that kind of affect us, and so we have a hard time with keeping ourselves in that good state. And basically, a good example is if somebody needs more money, or they're lacking money. First of all, they're always in that state of mind of lacking money. So then, to them, because they're all wrapped up in that, how am I going to pay my bills? What am I going to use for this? What am I going to use for that? They're bringing in more of that. Where if they just kind of concentrate on, you know what, I'm going to get, even if they pick a, it's a good thing is to pick a specific number and just say, you know, I'm going to have an extra couple hundred this week, or I'm going to make this, or I'm going to make that. They're putting out, they're emitting a different energy. What they're doing is they're emitting a positive energy instead of a negative energy. One of the best things that are great for people to learn about the law of attraction is for them to either listen to The Secret, watch The Secret, get the book. It's definitely a great book with a lot of examples of people who have success stories on the law of attraction. It is, you know, a document. It was a documentary on TV, so you can see it on Netflix.
How old is it?
I think that came out in it might have been 2006, but it's by Rhonda Byrne. And what it is it has a lot of different examples on there of people who were able to achieve things, whether it be financial, health, relationships, and some great people on there, like Joe Vitale. He's one of my favorites to listen to. He's a self-help author and speaker, and he's got some great things. But you can listen to The Secret for free on YouTube. So those people who want to, you know, kind of experience what it's like, it's great for them. I have it on CDs for my car so that I'm always listening to it. But I do have a quote that I wanted to tell people, and this quote is from Albert Einstein. And what Albert Einstein said was that everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. So physics is definitely a big part of the law of attraction. And we're actually going to call Vera, and Vera's going to give you some information on how quantum physics relate in here. So we'll wait till Mercedes gets Vera online there. But the other thing about the law of attraction is you definitely want to make sure that you're trying to use it in your everyday life all the time. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you say needs to be positive. So you can't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to sit in an hour of traffic. It's raining. Ugh. You need to wake up in the morning and say, it's going to be a good day. The traffic is going to be moving quick.
Hello?
And that's the way it's going to be going.
Vera, is that you?
Hello. Yes, it is.
Yep, Vera.
Hi.
So do you want to explain to people how physics work in this?
Well, I found that quote from Albert Einstein, and I sent it to you, and then you sent it back to me and said that was what you were going to talk about, and I was, like, so shocked that some world-renowned scientist like Albert Einstein had that kind of outlook about life, and I started doing some investigation, and I started reading websites and articles about quantum physics, and what I really found was like kind of shocking, because it's like a scientific proof of what I've always believed and you believe and a lot of our people that are in our group believe, which is whatever you think will happen, and so therefore you should keep good thoughts. And what Albert Einstein believed was that everything was energy. And his belief was that it was particles of energy. And he went from, you know, atoms all the way down to subatomic particles. And then another scientist thought they were waves. The scientist was named Bohr, B-O-H-R. So they were doing all these experiments about whether energy is in particles or energy is in waves. And what they found out was that the scientists who believed they were waves, when they did the experiments, they found waves. And the ones that believed they were particles, when they did the experiments, they found particles. And this was all
right.
Scientifically proven. So what was happening is what they believed was becoming manifest in the outcomes of their experiments. So
right. It
led to broader applications, which basically is everything's energy. And what you think is going to be your reality will be it. In other words, you can determine your own reality. You can paint your own future. And I thought it was so scientific of an explanation for something that I always believed. I don't know if anybody knows Louise L. Hay. She
yeah.
wrote a book way back in the 80s that said you can heal your life, and
yep.
she calls diseases dis-eases with your body. And she would have, like, positive affirmations, so that if you thought you were overweight, then your positive affirmation is, I'm so happy with the way I look. I really, I am healthy. In other words, you would positively embrace the body that you had and only believe that it was a healthy and body and that it would become healthy. So, I mean, it was wonderful to see scientific proof for what I always felt was the reality, which is that energy is out there, and we make our own future and our
right,
own
right.
realities. And that's basically what I was so shocked about when I did this research.
Right. Well, yeah, the law of attraction works with, like you were talking about Louise L. Hay, and it works with a lot with illnesses as well, because the thoughts that we put in our head, they change what happens in our body. So when somebody's in a positive state, there are different chemicals and different things that happen throughout the body. And when you're in a negative state, there's different ones that go through the body. So thinking positive and thinking, you know, healing and that type of thing, that's why there are actual miracles that happen for people when they are trying to fight illnesses and diseases and things like that. So her book does touch a lot on that. Because the power of the mind is everything. You know, it's like we have on the card, what you think is what you become. You know, so we do, we make our own realities. And we're human, so we do fall into those low places as well. It's just once you recognize it, you just getting yourself back out quick.
But it also comes, it's responsibility that you make your own future, so you are
yeah.
responsible for it. And you can't blame it on anyone else. You can
Absolutely.
You can do, you have to make everything, you can make your future work for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're a product of choices.
Right, and to try to get rid of negative belief systems. And I used to, you knew I practiced law, and, people would come in and they'd say, but I can't do that. And I'd say, you can't, don't use the word can't. Use I will do this, or I will. I was always trying to tell them to use a positive word instead of a negative word.
Yeah.
And it would help them.
You just do.
Just do it.
Yep.
Right. So, but that was a big part of my life. 20 years ago was doing positive affirmations, and the law firm that I went into, it was funny. The partners who were women were also of the same mind. And when you'd go into the ladies' room, every day there'd be another positive affirmation stuck on the mirror. Today will be a wonderful day. I have everything I want. I will get everything that I need.
Yeah.
And so I was always in that kind of an atmosphere of positivity, and it was a wonderful way to work. I mean, not everybody is that fortunate, but I was. And in fact, after I stopped practicing law, somebody actually paid me money to come into their law firm and become what they called a catalytic coach, which I don't know if anybody. Do you know what that is? Even
I've
mean,
heard
it's
of it, yeah.
Okay. It's a person that comes in and catalytically, or tries to light people on fire in what they're doing at work. So I wasn't even practicing law, but I was going in and mentoring the young attorneys and coaching them with how they should be, their attitude toward the job and how they should work. And, you know, somebody thought enough of that as a concept to pay me money to do it.
Right. Yeah, well, because it's also your mindset was in a good place, so you're trying to motivate people to put their mindset in that same good place.
Right, and I thought it was a wonderful opportunity for me to do something that I had always felt was part of how I looked at life, and to be able to do it in the workplace. So it worked out really well for me. It was a wonderful way to spend my last year working. So. And now I'm retired. And playing with you guys. But, I was really excited about the topic tonight. I think it's something that people pay money for, to get somebody to coach them in their life. And if they could learn to do it themselves, or even just gather in groups and do it, it would be a wonderful thing, you know?
Right. Well, thank you for calling, Vera.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I'm going to see now if I can actually hear the rest of this. So.
Yeah. All right. I think we have Charlie on the line now also.
Oh, great. Okay. Say hi to him for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Vera.
Bye, Vera.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Vera. Charlie, you're here.
Oh, there you are.
There you are.
I'm here.
Me too.
I couldn't hear anything. Everything went dead.
Oh, we pulled you back over. Yeah, Skype had a little snafu. It's a good thing I was able to sneak out of the house tonight.
Excellent.
So, Charlie, you have a big success story using the law of attraction.
Well, I don't know if it's a big success story. It's a success story. But, when you talk about the law of attraction, a lot of people think, can I have a magic potion or something to make that person be more attracted to me? Or, all the other things that might go along with that. My law of attraction is basically attracting skills my way. And, I've told the story before, but I'll tell it to you so everybody else can hear it. Years ago, I worked for a company. This is back in probably the early 90s. I was doing a lot of traveling. I got, a ton of traveling every year. I ended up with probably well over 1 million miles, frequent flyer miles. And you could bid at that time when it was actually Continental Airlines, you could actually bid on different trips. And I bid so many frequent flyer miles to win a trip, a ski trip out to Colorado with my family. And I grew up on the East Coast. I skied up here in Sussex County at Mountain Creek and, you know, basically on the East Coast, if anywhere. And if anybody skied the East Coast, they know that it's really icy and it's kind of tough to ski. It's you don't really have the best conditions. But I grew up skiing on the ice like that, and I was never a great skier because we always had terrible conditions. So when I was young, I used to ski a lot. The older I got, the less I skied, but I figured a ski trip for the family would be great, and I won the ski trip out to Steamboat Springs. Well, when I found out that I won the trip, and the four of us, my two little kids at the time and Sandy, would all be going out to Steamboat Springs, Colorado, I started saying to myself, wow, the kids are going to be taking lessons, Sandy will be taking lessons, and I'm supposed to be the great skier. I'm supposed to be dad. I'm supposed to be able to do everything. They see the way I skied in New Jersey, things are going to be rough. So what I did was, I heard about doing affirmations. Now, affirmations can take any form, really. You could, it's almost a type of self-hypnosis, affirming that you could do things, whether it's in business or wherever. Well, I decided to try to do it for physical aspects. And every night, for 3 months before I went on this trip, every night before I went to bed, for anywhere between 15 and 20 minutes, I'd sit on the end of my bed, and I would put my feet together like I was skiing, and flat on the floor, and I would move them from side to side, right, like I was coming down a hill. And I would close my eyes, and I would see myself skiing like that, moving my feet, getting the feeling for it. And like I said, I did that for about 3 months, every night. And still didn't go skiing that season, but we did go out to Steamboat Springs. It was March, almost time frame. We went up to Steamboat Springs, got our rental equipment, everything was set, got that all set for the next day. Next day comes, we all had a nice breakfast, we go out onto the slopes, and my kids got into their class, Sandy got into her class, and I decided, okay, I'm going to come down the little hills first before I venture up into the mountains. So I went up the first ski lift and then came down, and I was okay, but I was sort of like overthinking everything. And then a friend of mine that I knew from Denver, he called me and he heard I was in the area, and he says, hey, if I drive out, can I sleep on the floor in a sleeping bag in your hotel room, and the next day we'll go out skiing together? So I said, yeah, sure, come on. Well, he was a great skier because he grew up out in Colorado. Well, he came out, slept over that night. The next morning, again, the kids went to their ski lessons. Sandy went to her ski lesson. And my friend Dave says to me, come on, let's go up. So we go up the first lift, and he says, no, we got to keep going. We got to go up to the top of the mountain. So I said, okay. So we went up to the top of the mountain. We got up to the top of the mountain. And he says, let's go this way. And I was never, I'm saying it truthfully, never a good skier or a great skier. But he's pointing at the double diamond slope going down. And if anybody has any idea, double diamonds are, they're pretty tough. My friend Dave says, come on. And I said, so whoa. And he says, what's the matter? I said, listen, I'm not that good. He says to me, look, I'll go down and I'll wait for you at the first landing area. And, you know, I'll wait for you. You just take your time. So I said, all right, great. So he goes and he just shoots down the hill. Well, I decided, well, I better try to keep up. So I went shooting down the hill. And without thinking now, because of all the affirmations I did for 3 months prior to that, I had actually changed my mindset so that I could have those skills to go down the hill. Now, I'm not saying I became an expert, no. But when I came down the hill, he was watching me. And when I came to a stop where he was standing, he looks at me and goes, you're terrific. And I was like, me? And he says, he goes, you came down that hill great. He goes, come on, let's go. And he takes off. So I figured, well, if I did that, let me keep following him. So we went all the way down the mountain, and we had a great day of skiing. And if anybody knows, there's always the après ski, you know, time right after you're done skiing for the day. Everybody sat on the deck and has a few drinks. Well, we came down the hill, and it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And Dave says, come on, one last run. Well, all skiers also know that that one last run is the one that you shouldn't take, because that's usually when you break a leg or something. So I said to him, I said, Dave, you know what? I'm going to quit while I'm ahead, and I think I'm going to go get a couple of brew right now. And he goes, you know what? That sounds great. So we went up, and we went on the deck, and my wife and my kids came to me, and we were all sitting around having a great time. And I'm telling you what, the idea of doing affirmations, I've done it for business, for how to do a presentation in front of people without getting nervous. I've done it for, you know, trying to better my skills as a salesman. I've tried it for a lot of different things, and it's always worked. I never would have thought that it would work for physical skills. And after I did it for that, I have tried it for a number of different things. Just like they say, basketball players shouldn't take shots with the basketball. They should stand there and just act like they're throwing the ball and see the ball go through the hoop.
Right.
And there's a lot to be said for the strength and the power of the mind, because what you put in your mind is what comes out of your mind. Obviously, if you talk negatively, you're going to be a negative person. That's going to train into you and everything there. If you talk positively, positive things will come out of your brain and out of your mind and out of your mouth. Well, you know what? If you put really good ideas into your brain as far as skill sets goes, I don't care what the skill set is. If you want it and you want to believe it hard enough that you can do it, it's going to happen. And, Jackie, you know, you're like you're the perfect example with that, because when we're doing our ghost investigations or when we're doing our psychic development classes or anything else, you know, energy healing training, you sat there and you said, just believe that you can do it. You don't have to try to do it. Just believe you can do it. Because if you believe you can't do it, you won't.
Yeah, you just have that knowing. You just know
absolutely.
You can.
You don't have to know that it's going to work. Just believe
it's going
to work.
You don't need to know the ins and outs of how it's going to come or how it's going to work. You just need to know that it will.
It will. That's exactly it. You have to know that it will. And when you trust in that and you believe it, it happens. I mean, you know, I talked for quite a few minutes here, but the idea here is that I can't say it enough that if, you know, everybody hears it on TV, you hear it in little things, you see it on the internet, you know, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. And, you know, people think it's fodder. People just let it go. They sit there and go, oh, yeah, right, uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've got a friend of mine that started a business a long time ago, probably about 20 years ago, and he was a plumber. He was making a pretty good buck. He was probably making about $100,000 to $150,000 a year when he was plumbing, and he decided to get into the finance business, and he believed he could do it. Why? Because this other fellow who was trying to train him was telling him he could do it, and he was just stupid enough to believe this guy. And today, he's probably making about $3.5 to $4 million a year.
Wow.
And, you know, you sit there and you say, should he have believed him or not, or should he still be? He probably, if he was a plumber, he'd still be making about $100,000 to $150,000 a year. Now, that's not a bad salary. Don't get me wrong. And he serves a very good purpose. But, I mean, can you imagine the difference in lifestyles he'd be leading if he wouldn't have gone ahead and pursued what he wanted to believe in? It's just amazing. I mean, everybody that comes to our shop, Jackie, I mean, you tell them flat out, you know, don't think you can't do it. Just believe that you can do it. Just let it happen.
Yeah. Well, because I have a lot of influences that would say, be like that. No, you won't do this. You can't do that. You can't, you know, and I think that's a lot of those are words that affect a lot of people as they're growing up, because they're told they can't do something, and And then they lose faith in themselves, and they don't think they can, and they don't know they can achieve it because they've never let themselves get to the point where, you know, what somebody else says, it doesn't matter what somebody else believes. It only matters what you believe. So if you can achieve it by doing it, then you're already proving to them that what they said was wrong.
Right. Exactly. And, I sit here, and there were so many times that, you know, you doubt yourself. And I think it's just, well, for me anyway, it's human nature for me to constantly doubt myself, and I have to keep turning myself around to believe that I can do something. And, you know, if you just believe just a little bit, that's all it takes, not a lot. If it just takes a little bit of belief, and you can see something start to turn around and go your way, the idea here is that builds confidence. And the more confidence you get, the easier it is to believe. So a lot of times you got to start small, but you got to be consistent. You have to keep doing it. And, I mean, I've been coming to, I just looked at my calendars, and, you know, Jack, it's been 2 years since I came to a ghost hunting investigation class.
Two years ago this February,
this month. And I sat there and I said, you know, I love the idea of investigations. I thought it was great. And the reason I wanted to get involved with it is because I guess I really wanted to believe that something is there. But what was even more powerful is not the fact that I enjoy the investigations, but what was even more of an impact on my life is the fact that when we started doing the psychic development classes, you know, 10 years ago, if you would have said something to me about taking a psychic development class, I would have been like, you know, yeah, right, me, yeah, uh-huh, no, I don't think so. That's not going to happen. I don't believe in that. But today, you know, when we started doing the psychic development and we started getting into it, and you start to see little things that go through your mind that really shouldn't be there. They just happen to show up, and then they happen to show up, and it's part of somebody else's life. And you sit there and you say, wow, how did that get in there? And, you know, even now, you know, I'm starting to come around, starting to work. I still doubt myself, but not as much. Not as much. Now I just go to that little room in my head, and I try to do my affirmations believing that it's going to happen. And you know what? You were right. It does. It happens, and it's just one of those things that is just one of those sweet little things in life that when you believe it's going to happen and it does happen and you see it happen, all of a sudden it's like confirmation that, you know what, this works. And if this works, can you just imagine what's going to work in the future? Just fantastic.
Nice.
Anybody else want to kick into that?
Well, we got...
I think Mercedes has a little bit to add to it.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Mercedes?
Well, actually, my story is with Jackie.
Mercedes is echoing here.
Okay. Hold on, we're going to take care of that in 1 second. What we're going to do is this.
No, she's over here.
And come on over and speak.
Can you hear me, Charlie?
Oh, perfect.
Great. Okay. My story actually involves Jackie, and it happened last week, and I think it's the greatest story ever. And if you come to the shop a lot, which you do, Charlie, you know about my roommate and how sometimes she does things that are not so nice to me. And last week, I was coming home from the shop, and it was about 11 o'clock at night, and I get home, and I get into my room ready for bed, and I hear her going out the door of our apartment like she was going somewhere, and I was wondering to myself, where the heck is this girl going at 11 o'clock at night? But then I heard her come back in with a couple of her friends, and mind you, I will reiterate, it is 11 o'clock at night on a Wednesday. So she comes in with her friends, they're being very loud, trying to go to bed. They have really bright lights on in our living room, that I can see from my bedroom, because my bedroom is glass doors with curtains over it that you can see any light through them. So I texted Jack and I was like, Jackie, help me. I don't know what to do. I just want to go to bed. So Jackie texted me back and said, don't worry, I'll manifest her going to bed.
I'll manifest them out and she's going to want to go to sleep.
And not even 15
and
minutes
nice
later.
And be nice about it, too. I was like, I'm going to tell her what she's doing is wrong.
Probably 15 or 20 minutes later, they left. My roommate went to bed. And not only did she go to bed, she sent me a text apologizing for the noise, which I think is just the best thing.
And then we're joking. We're like, now that's the law of attraction. That's manifestation.
Immediate.
But that's how fast, like, depending on what energy you're emitting, that's how fast you can bring things about. And people don't even realize how much their thoughts affect their life.
It's true.
When I was scheduling airplanes, I had one of my clients, I was sending her a plane around the world with her executives, and literally through Japan and Russia and everywhere around the world. And so we're talking about the trip, and all of a sudden she started saying, oh, my God, what if the plane breaks? What are we going to do? And I went, don't even do that. I said, the plane can hear you. I said, I don't want you to say anything negative. Nothing is going to happen. The trip is going to go fine. And it did.
Yep.
But I knew once I was sitting there going, no!
Well, it's funny because people don't realize that when they say things like, now what else is going to happen? There's always something else that happens. It's just going to keep, like, piling on until they're, like, feeling like they're drowning.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when you have a problem, you just fix it. You don't worry about it beforehand because that'll bring
exactly.
the problem.
You just got to live in the now. There's anything you can do about it. But that doesn't mean you can't put out what it is you want to bring in.
Yeah. Two different things I always say to you. Happy thoughts and look at me, smile, and say yes.
Yep.
That's the easiest way.
Yeah, but that second line has me.
Hey now. All right. So we are going to take a quick little 2-minute break here. We have one of our friends, Pam. She works with essential oils. She has a little 2-minute segment for us for you guys to listen to. And then right after this, we'll be back with something from me. So we can all listen to Pam right now. And we'll be back momentarily.
Hi, this is Pam from Tell Them Pam Sent You. Here to talk to you about Young Living Essential Oils. Are you using essential oils in your spiritual and healing practice? Are you using them for wellness and meditation? I know I am. Essential oils raise your vibration and can enhance your psychic experience. There's an undeniable movement going on right now, an awakening. And people are finding out what essential oils are and what they can do when they're used in their purest form. Their healing properties are undeniable. Young Living Essential Oils are among the top 4% in the world, never cut with synthetics or additives. They're planted, harvested, distilled, and bottled by the same company. That's the Young Living seed-to-seal process. Current labeling policy for essential oils requires that for a bottle to say 100% pure, get ready for this, it only has to contain 5% essential oil. Can you ingest your lavender or frankincense? Take a look at your bottles. If they say do not ingest, not for human consumption, do not ingest. And don't put it on your skin. Use Young Living therapeutic grade essential oils. They truly are 100% pure, free of chemicals, pesticides, and heavy metals. You deserve the best. Your clients deserve purity, not oils cut with fragrance. What's in your wellness kit? Can you apply your peppermint and your lavender now freely, knowing the difference? Please contact me for more information. Pam Jordan at VibrantSense.com. That's www.PamJordan.VibrantSense.com. And look me up on Facebook. Look for Tell Them Pam Sent You.
All right, we're back. So, remember, Tell Them Pam Sent You. Now, Pam's going to be a friend of us, too. Stuff is great. Kind of getting into the essential oils myself. Never knew about any of this stuff, but hopefully we're going to have her on the show one day to give us a more of an in-depth thing on this. All right, so...
I've never tried them. I'd love to. I don't really know anything about it.
great for physical things, healing physical things as well.
And it's edible.
Yep.
Which I found out was interesting because a lot of, again, this is a whole other show. We'll just diverge into this.
Yeah, I mean, we'll cover that on one of the shows.
So, we have any callers lined up? I don't think we do yet, but we're probably waiting for a couple more to come in. Now,
anybody who has a good story about, you know,
anything and everything. Well, here's the thing. We heard from Charlie about his thing. We heard from Mercedes about her thing. Now, for those of you listening at home, how do you get this whole law of attraction to work for you? Or do you have any questions? If you had questions, you'd call us in. But for those just listening, how do you get this law of attraction to work for you? And again, for those of us like me, I'm just starting to come into a lot of these things. I find it's very interesting. Did a lot of reading on this for the show. And so what I learned, that the law of attraction, it states that every positive or negative event that has happened to you is because of you. And what I like about that is it makes you take responsibility for your actions. So you can't just sit there and say, oh, ho-hum, guess what? The world doesn't like me. Guess what?
Ownership.
Smile. Own up. If bad things are happening to you, then there's a reason. If people don't like you, maybe there's a reason. Maybe you need to change your attitude. Maybe you need to be positive. Exactly. Be positive about things. That's what I love about this.
Of course, people who are depressed, that's going to really make them depressed.
Well, again, I mean, with some things with depression, I mean, you have...
Usually with depression, they're living too much in the past or too much in their junk, and that's why they have so much more negative coming. It's your fault.
Or you can't help it because of a chemical imbalance. Mm-hmm. And something like that, I mean, try as much as you can, but you know, sometimes you just need a little push. But when looking at this whole law of attraction, one of the things I found is six kind of like basic steps to get this thing. This is what I found from my reading. It's like six basic steps to get this to actually work for you. And the first one is funny. It's relax the mind. Because before you can get anything done, before you can even start thinking positive, you have to be relaxed. You have to be calm. You can't have already had half a Mountain Dew in you before you do the show. As
meditation.
I'm taking a sip from my now. Dedication, yes.
Meditation.
I think it's relax the mind. Exactly. And don't fall asleep while relaxing the mind.
Go by the water.
Yeah. You got to have the clear head. It's like trying to fall asleep at night when you have so many things on your head. You can't do it. You just lay down and your mind is flashing all these things and you're never going to fall asleep. Relax the mind. Now, the other thing it says is be sure about what you want and don't doubt it. The second you doubt it,
it's in your subconscious.
It's in your subconscious. And guess what? All that positive juju you're putting out, the second you say, oh, I'm going to have this, but maybe, no. As soon as you say but, you're done.
Just so you know, that's like a little saying in the store here.
The positive juju.
We call it the positive juju when we say send me your juju, because that's when we want one of us. Like when Mark was talking about when people get into that low place, we'll reach out to each other and, say, pick me up, send me a positive thought. That's what you're supposed to do to keep. So it's a good thing to have other people around. You want to surround yourself with positive people.
Oh, yeah.
To keep, so you have those people around you to help you with that stuff.
And makes sense. Next thing is ask the universe for it. So you got your head straight. You know what you want. You're not going to doubt it. Now ask for it. Say,
put it out there.
Yeah, put it out there. It's not going to know what you want unless you say what you want. For all of you that have kids, it's exactly like that. Right in the morning, say, you're just going to give the kids breakfast, or you can ask them. If you give them something, they might not want that, and you're going through a whole 20, 30-minute routine of, no, I don't want this, I don't want that. Well, what do you want? And then they tell you, you're not going to get it unless you say, I want it. The other one is, it talks about writing your list down.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out on paper. If you're just expressing the feelings, yes, once you get it down, you're making it tangible. You're making a visible thing that says, this is what I want. This is what I want. I want this.
Pin it up. Some people put it, like, when they first wake up in the morning, they might put it in a place where it's the first thing they see, or they put it on a bathroom mirror. They put it by their desk at work. Even if it's not written, a picture of what you want. Some people make the vision board of all the things that they want to have, just putting a little bit of everything, that they want to achieve.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen people make collages of just,
that's
subconsciously you're making a collage of, I'd love to see this place, this picture of it. Guess what? Next thing you're going there.
Yep.
The other one it's cool to mention is feel as if you already have it. Now, when I say this, I'm thinking, well, how does this play in? But this is, exactly, this is like the fulcrum point of this. This is, if you already feel like you have it, then there's no worries about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're craving something, you're spending all this energy craving, I need this. But once you get it, you're not worried about it anymore. So if you feel like you already have it, you're not worried about not having it.
They use an example, actually, in The Secret, where they use the example of when you want a new car. Picture yourself in a new car. Picture your hands around the steering wheel. You know, just have all those visualizations of you driving it and all that, because, you know, you're trying to get that in, you know, to you or bring that into you.
Yeah.
Because one of the things about the law of attraction that we didn't touch on that you're kind of leading to is you have to have gratefulness for what you have now before you're going to be able to bring anything else in. If you're so miserable with the car you have now and you're calling it names and you're complaining about it, and you're not grateful for the fact that you at least have a car, you will never bring in something better. You have to be grateful for what you have.
Now, ready? Hold on. I'm going to validate Jackie's psychic ability by telling you what number 5 was on my list. Show gratitude and be grateful for what you have. Oh, that's great. That's great. That's good. But no, she's exactly right. If you're miserable about what you have and just saying, well, I want this because no, it's not going to work that way. And something this thing doesn't touch on, but I'll get to it in the end. I'll come back to it. But, yeah, be happy for what you have. Well, be grateful for what you have. Because, again, if you're not happy with it, how are you going to be happy with something?
There's always somebody far less fortunate in your place. So sometimes people end up in that place where they're, you know, there are people in really bad places that really are just trying to get out. But sometimes they're so deep in that bad place, it's hard for them to see a way out. And that's what it is. So sometimes when they get to that point, listening to something motivational or listening to somebody else's success story, somebody who was homeless that isn't that way now and is really successful, somebody who's gone through some bad things and now is doing great, sometimes that is good for them to do. Sometimes they need to reach out to somebody or something else to, you know, do that. But it's sometimes tough for people to get into that mindset of just having that knowing. And you are going to get a lot of ridicule. You're going to have people that say, that's crap, there's no such thing as that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah, that thinking positive stuff. We hear that all the time. But then it's funny because there's people who have come back in and said, oh, my God, my life has changed. All I did was change how I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the way I would think people to get around step 5. Or not get around, but to live with it. Go to a bookstore. Buy a book of Voltaire called Candide. It's my favorite book in the whole world. I remember I had to read it in college, and I never did. I just kind of thumbed through it enough so I can pass the test with a 60. And that was it. So afterwards, I'm cleaning out my stuff, and I find this book, and I read it. And again, my favorite book of ever. There is a quote in there that I always get the words wrong, so I actually don't know. I have to look it up exactly. Give me one second here. But the quote is, all is for the best in the best of all possible worlds. If you can think that and you can feel that, you got step 5 nailed down, man. You are in like Flynn right there. But, yeah, just don't worry. Be happy.
Yep. We should have that music in the background.
All right. And finally, the last thing to tell you for getting these laws of attraction to work for you is trust the universe. You know, it knows your path. Here's the thing, and this is one of the things I kind of took from this my own. If you really want something and it doesn't happen, it's not supposed to happen.
Or not at that time.
Exactly.
You know, you'll always bring in what it is you're meant to bring in. If you're that dead set, that's what you're supposed to have, and it's within reason, there usually is no reason why you can't.
Exactly what you said, within reason. Because if there was no boundaries on reason, we would all have hit the Powerball 7 times per day.
When I say within reason, doesn't mean somebody can't extend themselves and tell, you know, it's not like somebody can't say, I'm going to go to the Olympics one day, and then they'll be on the Olympics. But I'm, you know, there's certain things that, you know, they say to, like you said, they say to start small and start achieving those little things, even if it's manifesting something simple like a cup of coffee, they say. You know, somebody's going to bring me a cup of coffee today. I don't know who's going to bring, but, you know, that has happened. We have done that in the store where we were literally thinking, you know, I really want this, and somebody will walk in with it, and we're like, oh, my God.
Get out of my head. Yeah. But
listening to this, though, I would think that one of the first things would probably be being grateful for what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And getting to a place of peace and calmness.
You have to be humble.
Yeah.
And before you can start. I think if you're
you're, you know, in a place where I have to have this or I have to have that, and you're not happy until that happens.
What we're saying is don't use this at Walmart.
You want to know what one of the biggest things that one of the issues that come in that I hear about all the time within the store is people who are in bad relationships or can't seem to find that good relationship. They always seem to kind of end up in that same type of thing. And one of the things I tell them is the minute they get out of a relationship and it was a bad one, the first thing on their head is,
got to get back in.
Or I don't want this. I don't want somebody who's doing this. I don't want, all they're doing is putting out what they don't want, so they're getting more of what they don't want. They're not saying, I want somebody who's going to treat me good. I want somebody who's going to be my equal. I want somebody who's going to make me feel special. They say, I don't want somebody who does this, and I don't want. And you have to put out what you do want, not what you don't want. But you also have to be emitting that energy. You will always keep falling back into that trap because it's also you're so consumed with all the bad stuff that happened and all the negative stuff. That's all you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to keep bringing more of that in. And the minute they kind of realize that and they just change their thoughts, that little thing of changing their thoughts to only saying what they do want, they end up finding like a really good guy or a really good girl, and you know, and everything changes for them.
It just worked for me. I, right here, right now, this is a radio first, I have just proved this theory perfectly right. I went through all six steps. And what did I have in my hand?
A jelly bean.
And what did I want? A green jelly bean. I relaxed my mind. As Jackie was talking, I went, relaxed it. Be sure about what I wanted. There's so many different colored jelly beans in that bowl. I wanted the green one.
Of course you were sitting here pointing at it.
No. I never once did I point about it. I asked the universe for it.
I
just went through every one of these steps. I wrote it down right in front of you. I was thankful for the fact that I had jelly beans before.
And you know what? One of the things, I know Diane hasn't mentioned this yet, but Diane actually proved the law of attraction or manifestation with her own abilities, because her thoughts were at one point where she felt like she didn't know if she was getting her information. She wasn't sure if she could do certain things psychically, and Diane is very psychic. It was just, I knew she was.
Yeah, everybody else seemed to know.
Finally, one day, she just went and said, you know what, okay, you know, yeah, I can do it. And she does everything now just from one sentence.
I don't do mediumship, so don't call.
All right. So, right now, I'm going to let the Mountain Dew kick in.
I'd love to do that, but...
Yes! I'm going to stop talking, and we have a friend of the show, Gene, who is on hold. And I'm going to bring him in, and he's going to tell us a little something. All right, so Gene.
Hey, Gene.
How you doing?
Good. How is everybody tonight?
Hey, Gene.
You know, great, I got my jelly bean.
We were manifesting you calling
us. Is it a spiced jelly bean or just a regular jelly bean?
You know, it was delicious jelly bean. I'm lucky it wasn't one of those Harry Potter jelly beans that tastes like anchovies, even though I like those.
Or vomit or something like that.
Aren't those great?
Well, I haven't had one yet, but I've heard about them.
Right.
It was interesting. I was listening to, I just got home a little while ago and I tuned in and I heard Jackie talking about someone getting out of a bad relationship and what she tells them, and it sort of reminded me of a certain individual that we both know who didn't quite take her advice and wound up back in the exact same spot, not twice but three times. And I was sort of trying to – she's been trying to, like, get me to, like, stop thinking negatively, you know, and just sort of going, that's the way it is. And I'm sort of out of that and into, like, sort of like I'm just a leaf driven by the wind kind of thing. And so I'm sort of, like, in between attitudes, one from, like, I'll never get this, I'll never get this, and drifting more towards the – yeah, why not me, which I'm finding a little difficult, but I'm sort of out of the it'll never happen into, like, just what happens kind of mode. I don't know how to put it. I'm, like, waving my – you can't see, but I'm sort of, like, waving my hand back and forth, like if you picture your gas tank needle, you know, going from, like, full to empty to full to empty. I'm about half right about here as far as, like, not quite negative on the empty, but I'm not quite full. I'm sort of, like, in between here a little bit, and I'm trying to apply.
Good thing you're listening to the show today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
We're sending you some juju.
Yeah, juju to Gene.
Yeah, no, I definitely need some juju. My brother and I are talking about coming up when the weather it stops, you know, not cooperating because it's like an hour ride for us. But I find it interesting that when we get out of there, we're both thinking a lot more positively. I think the individual that Jackie and I know, I think is a very good example of what happens mm-hmm. when you don't think, how do I put it? Jackie would know better.
It's when you're
you can do better.
Yep. And your influence, the biggest thing with the law of attraction is not being influenced by another person. So you can't let somebody else influence your thoughts, dictate your thoughts, because then your thoughts of what you really want, you're not going to manifest them. You're going to be all wrapped up in their stuff, and you're not going to be getting what you want. In fact, you're keeping it away when doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you let everybody else affect you like that, then you can't possibly bring in what you want.
Right, right. And I'm sort of at a I'm sort of finding myself sort of swimming through other people's thoughts and, like, not exactly mm-hmm. letting them affect me too much, but just sort of going, yeah, okay, and just sort of moving
right.
through. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I find myself dwelling on them less
right.
and just sort
yeah,
of making my way through.
Exactly.
I'm sorry?
That's exactly what you're supposed to do, not to get too consumed or dwell too much on everybody else's stuff, because we don't even realize it when we're in it until we're out of it. And really all it is adjusting our thoughts at some point and saying, okay, you know, they're in that place, but I'm not going to let that energy affect me. I'm still going to get this. Whether they believe it true or not, or whether they believe you can or not, you just don't let them take your mindset off what it is that you have for intention or what your goal is or what it is you want to achieve. You just don't
wow.
let anyone ever steal your dream, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes it took me a long, long, long time to do that, you know, and it's really one of the things you have to be firm on for yourself and, just stick with it. Everything will come. It will follow. And you know what? It'll be what it's supposed to be as long as you have the right intention and you're making sure that everything – that's the other thing with the law of attraction. You will not get what you want if you're bashing, bad-mouthing, or taking other people down and trying to, like, to say mean things or dismiss other people or kind of try to achieve what it is you want to achieve by doing that. It won't work. That's not how you get what you want, because karma comes back tenfold. So one of the things that some people think is, oh, well, if I just focus on it, you can't steamroll over other people to get what you want either.
Yeah.
You know, so
right.
you've really got to be in a good mindset. Thoughts are everything.
Yeah.
Your thoughts.
No, I've been working on it. Since you saw me last, I've been working on it. I've been sort of less tolerant of drama, so to speak, from other people.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Just a little bit more just like trying to float up above it, for lack of a better way to put it.
Well,
doesn't always work.
Into it.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You don't want to lower yourself. You don't want to go down to somebody else's level.
No.
The reason you don't have tolerance is, and I tell people this, when we start to raise our vibration and we start to have, like, a better understanding of, like, what or knowing, we don't have any tolerance for that kind of stuff. That's what happens. So we don't want to be in it. You know, we don't
right.
feel good when we're in it.
Wow. Cool.
But yes, you had a good story. That I didn't even think of that. Get right in
well,
there.
I think it fit perfectly with what you were saying. Like, as soon as you said it, I'm like, ooh, where's the phone? It's
yep.
a perfect example of what you're talking about, because you had spoken to this individual and said, that's, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's negative. That's
mm-hmm.
not where
okay.
you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be over here. And he found himself or herself attracted, you know, back to the negative.
Maybe you get sucked into it, you know. So, and then you get sucked into that.
Oh,
that energy.
Yeah, I thought you said I was going to get sucked into it. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
No, you're right, though. So.
Yeah. Cool.
thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night, folks.
Bye-bye. Rock on. I love when we get callers.
yeah, well, you think of that, but it's great. Like, relationships are a big part of that stuff, you know. And the other thing that people have the most is finances. How do
yeah.
I get myself out of not owing so much money? How do I make more money? How do I get money to come in? Because then it just feels like it piles on you.
Now, here's a good question for you. When they talk about, you know, visualizing it, seeing it, wanting it, how much of it is based on your effort also? I mean, can I sit there and say, listen, you know, I have good intentions, I'm going to win the Powerball and I'm going to donate to all these people, but can I just sit there on my couch and watch Jerry Springer all day long?
No, because normally when you make an intention that you want to attract, it's because you're, especially if it's something, say, you're trying to move your career along or
yeah.
you're trying to make more money, you're already in that, you're already moving that along, that you're being, you know, active and trying to bring that about. So say, like, a perfect example is exactly what they say. A few of the things that were in The Secret is, like, the ones that went to publisher after publisher after publisher to, mm-hmm. to get their books done.
Exactly.
They never gave up. You know, the one guy was over 100 different publishers he went to, but he never gave up.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was active in getting it out there, but he never lost sight of what it was he was going to have. And even when it seems like it's so far away, the biggest thing they say is what that people do is we overthink everything.
Yeah.
So how am I going to make $100,000? Well, you're so busy thinking, how is that possible? How am I going to do that? You just know that it's going to come about, whether it's opportunities or
mm-hmm.
that are put in front of you, more work, whatever it is. If you have that goal, then you have that goal. But when you're too busy thinking about how you're going to get it, because that's what people do. They pull it apart. They put it back together. They're constantly overanalyzing everything. And they're almost too – they don't have that part of them where they have that faith or that belief
yeah.
in some type of – miracle or exciting thing that could happen. And that's the part where I always feel bad for people. That's the best part of us, I think, where you just have that
drive.
Yeah, and just that faith and that belief in the unknown. That's why we're the way we are. That's
mm-hmm.
why we believe in the paranormal. That's why we believe in the physical. That's why we believe things can happen. And that's why when you kind of relate to people who speak or are speakers or authors on things like the law of attraction or things you can achieve or
mm-hmm.
developing abilities or whatever, we see a bigger picture than those people because we have seen it happen in front of our eyes.
So almost like that belief and that drive that we're talking about.
Absolutely.
If you
like
don't
faith.
Have it, if you don't have that belief, drive, or faith, that's just like saying, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to know what? A client was talking to me about this actually, and there are people who are so they don't understand this stuff much, but yet they believe in prayer.
Yes.
There is no difference in sending energy through a prayer to somebody for something
exactly.
positive than us calling it sending positive energy
mm-hmm.
to somebody or positive thoughts. It is the same thing.
You just cut out the middleman.
Because looking at it through faith, it's okay, but that's what we do with everything we do. We're sending those prayers. We do that all day long.
Yeah.
So I think it's great when people get to that point where they just have that knowing. Because no matter what anybody says to me, it doesn't matter. No matter what I go through,
mm-hmm.
I know that it's okay. It's just a little bump. You know, I know what's coming.
Yeah.
You know, and I've never had any other thought. The hardest thing, too, I think, with the law of attraction is you will attract certain people in at certain times. You will have to let go of certain people
mm-hmm.
at certain times because – as you're attracting what it is that's coming in for you,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like the universe will either clear the way and get rid of the stuff that can't go on the path with you or
mm-hmm.
will block you, whether it be events, people. You know, sometimes it literally lays out the yellow brick road for you,
yeah.
and you're like, oh, my God. But sometimes people are so caught up in that side thing, like, oh, my God, that I don't want that to happen, or oh, my
yeah.
God, this can't. They're so wrapped up in that, then they end up back a little bit from getting their goal. So it's really for everybody to say, you know, just go with it.
Yeah. I mean, you could have people that they're basically on the same path for that time.
Exactly.
And then, okay, I have to go right, you have to go left. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and it's also, they'll always take off because this always goes with intention.
Yeah.
It will always remove anybody who isn't on the intention level you
yeah.
are. If they're not, if their intentions aren't pure or it's more self-gain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They won't. They'll be filtered out at some point for you.
Nice.
And, you know, you'll end up getting what you want, you know. So it's the way it's supposed to be.
Like a big juju bouncer. That's it.
Yeah, but and then you meet new people on the way, too, people that are supposed to be placed in there.
And
like Mercedes.
And that's the cool thing. I mean, somehow all of us were put on this path together.
Absolutely.
I mean, some of us have been on paths before, back in past lives,
yeah,
being your radio operator in a past life there, but Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how, you know, paths cross again, mm-hmm. and there's a common goal that everyone reaches
for. Absolutely.
I mean, this radio show could have been a common goal that we've all been mm-hmm. into.
And we knew it was coming. That never since last year knew it was knew we would have the show. I know where we're going next. I know, and I never take my mindset off of anything. And it slowly just starts to, you know, come in.
Happy
you got to deal with the other junk along the way, but you just don't let it. You know, whatever goes on in your personal life or whatever goes on around you with other people, what you don't want it to do
mm-hmm.
is take away, you know, your intention, take away what you're trying to achieve.
That's not a jelly bean. That's a rock.
So,
but
Mark just ate a rock.
Almost. No, almost. Is that
yeah,
bad?
Look at it,
look, I'm squeezing it, but.
At least it's a good one. It's obsidian.
Look, you know, as we talk about this, and I just keep thinking of things back in my past that have come true. And I always remember as a kid, I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to see this. What have I done? Been there, done that. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of interesting. And I remember just growing up, oh, yeah, I always wanted to see that. I always wanted to see that. And I'll probably be another little story here, but I remember when I was young, my grandfather used to always tell me about the Rock of Gibraltar. It was a big World War II history buff. And tell me about the 100-ton guns up there and denial of German submarines going to the Med and all this deal. Great history on it. And I was always fascinated by that. And then those Prudential commercials would come around with the big Rock of Gibraltar on there. I always thought about that, too. And always growing up, we'd play World War II games, board games, and I'd have Gibraltar. I always think about the Rock of Gibraltar. Then the first time I saw Das Boot, when they're going through Gibraltar, I'm thinking about the Rock of Gibraltar. So lo and behold, here I am, guess what, 22, 23, sitting on top of the Rock of Gibraltar,
so cool.
Hanging out with the monkeys. I mean, this. And now that we talk about this, you know, I always thought about it. I never said I wasn't going to get there. And there's other places.
You just knew you were.
I just knew I
That's
was.
That's the thing. When you know you are,
mm-hmm.
you will.
Yeah. I mean, I always told myself, I'm going to see Hawaii. Just going to see Hawaii. Where was I a couple years ago? Hanging out in Hawaii.
When I was on my way to boot camp,
yeah.
I was with one of the other trainees, and we were talking, and I said, I'm going to be the honor recruit. And he went, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you are.
You know what? One of the things people do is they'll always say, we'll see what happens. And I'm always like, no. You just say, it will happen.
It will happen.
When it happens. You don't, you say, we'll see. Yeah, I'm just going to sit back and wait. And no, you make it happen. It's
yeah.
going to happen. And it really is just changing your words,
mm-hmm.
changing your thoughts. Every single day you get up.
Yeah, wait and see works nice for a little bit, but eventually you have to do something about
well,
it.
Well, you can wait, waiting and seeing for a few minutes or a few.
Yeah.
But when you're like, we'll wait and see what happens 6 months from now or 6 years from now, and you're still going to be in that same place, sitting
cool.
there waiting to see what. That's like saying, I'm holding out for a manager position.
Yeah.
I'm holding out for a manager position.
Nah.
I have a friend that always says, whenever there's a problem with something that we're trying to... It is what it is, and I hate
it. That is a cool thing. Well, that's when you're trying to tell people, listen, don't get frustrated over what's going on. You cannot change it.
No, well, when she says it, it means that, I can't change it.
Yeah.
I can't change it. There's nothing I can do. So, and I was like,
so I have to live with it.
No.
Yeah, that's the wrong way to use that term.
Yeah.
So it just drives me crazy. And I said, it might be what it is, but that isn't what it should be.
Yeah.
I'm going to change it now, you know?
Yep.
That is hard, though, that there's nothing I can do, because sometimes...
The hardest challenge...
Hi.
With our... most challenging part is our own mind, the human mind, you know, and getting it to go outside of itself and have that knowing it is. It's all the time, especially when there's a lot going on, you have to stop every so often and be like, I always tell everybody, take 3 deep breaths, start again, clear your head out, start again, because you do. You're like, and you know when you're falling into that.
Smile,
you're like,
look at me and say
everything's
yes.
going wrong, what am I going to do? And I'm like, wait a minute. I have literally done the law of attraction in a store, and so
mm-hmm.
many people have seen me do it, because there'll be days where, like, I'll be frustrated either, like, even with the weather, like, either people will have to cancel or reschedule, or it's just like one of those frustrating days, and I'll be like, you know what? That's it. I'm done. It's funny because I'll go to the back and then I'll come back. I'm like, okay, we're changing this right now. Mm. And no lie, it's not 5 or 10 minutes. The phone starts ringing. People start walking in the door. Now I have too much. Mm. I don't want to say too much, but it overflows to the next day. But that's how fast you can do it when you're somebody who's in that mode of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you send those thoughts out, it changes everything because you're emitting a different energy.
You start sending those thoughts as I'm flying down to Miami this weekend, all right?
Yeah.
All I gotta say.
My mom is listening in, and she's phone shy. She wanted to tell me a story.
Okay,
she wanted me to tell a story for her, actually, about me that I didn't even know about.
Oh, cool.
Thanks, Mom.
Rock on.
But I guess when I was little, my mom used to take me to Broadway shows a lot, and I still sing now, but she took me to see The Music Man, and I guess when it was over, I looked at her and I said, Mama, one day I'm going to be Marion the Librarian. And our eighth grade musical for our middle school was The Music Man, and I auditioned and I got cast as Marion the Librarian.
Oh, no.
I did that when I was 7 years old.
Cool.
But my mom is phone shy, but
thanks,
she's
mom.
Listening and wanted me to tell us, so.
Hi, Mom. How are you? All right, everyone that's listening, on the count of three, we're all going to say hi, Mercedes' mom. Just to send it a good joke.
Her name is Lorraine, if you're
okay, Lorraine, on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Hi,
Lorraine. Thanks, Charlie. See, even Charlie's jumping on this. I love it. Isn't this great? I say, when blog talk works, it works. When it doesn't work,
it doesn't.
No, it will work. All right. So, all right. Look at that.
Mom says hi.
She's famous. So that's it. I mean, laws of attraction have worked with all of us, and we don't even know it.
Absolutely. Sometimes we're surprised when it happens. We're like, wow, this really works.
Yeah.
This is cool.
So what do you say? We got about 9 minutes left.
Well, we could tell them about the expo.
Well, yes. Speaking of laws of attraction, putting good thoughts out there, having good things
totally
come back.
Some major awesomeness.
Yes.
Awesome thoughts.
I tell you what, all of us in this group, we're sending thoughts out in bucketfuls and just kind of dosing them out and tossing them everywhere, just happiness everywhere. We have some awesome sauce news from Jackie. Jackie, if you will tell us what's going on.
So there's an expo that's going on May 31st. At the Art Factory in Patterson, and it's called the New Jersey Para-Unity Expo. And it's a gathering of any paranormal groups, mediums, anything in the paranormal, something different fields. They do have a Facebook page and a website, so if there's anybody into the paranormal, UFOs, Bigfoot, any of that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
That are interested or would like to hear more about it or be part of it, they can definitely go to the page. But we were selected, Ecrypt, our ghost group, was selected to be one of the paranormal groups. They also have asked Trinity, the gift shop, to be part of it. And they also asked me to be one of the seven mediums to give readings. So it's very exciting for me to have been selected as one of those. There's going to be some big people there, Brian Cano from The Haunted Collector, and also, Jane Doherty is going to be there.
Rock on.
There's some big ones. Dave Giuliano. This is like a whole bunch that he has up there now. But the Facebook page is New Jersey Para Unity Expo, and that should be the website page too.
Can you spell that?
And it's the organization doing it is New Jersey Paranormal.
Okay.
The actual group, so. Like I said, if anybody is interested in that kind of stuff. But we're excited about it. So everybody's going to be given discounted readings, and the paranormal groups will be showing their evidence and that type of stuff so people can go listen. And tickets are only $10, so definitely.
And where is it?
It's at the Art Factory in Patterson, New Jersey.
So all of you in the northern New Jersey, tri-state, New York, we'll even take you southern Jersey crazy too. All of you in those areas, you can come here and see us and meet us. You've been hearing us talk for like a month now. You can meet and greet Glad Hand. It will be great.
Absolutely. We're excited.
Are you
going to
be back
big thing.
Yes. But here's the one thing. We should take a viewer poll. That is my oldest daughter's birthday that day. Now, here's the thing. With me being away all the time, that is the only birthday, besides her first one, that I have been home for, and she's going to be 7.
Bring her along. Have a day.
paranormal fair.
Wow.
Yeah, they should all come. Everybody.
All of them? All four of them?
Bring her. She's old enough.
I was going to say, you want all four kids,
yeah,
too?
Bring her.
My God, the paranormal drive nuts. But, yes, we're going to be there in North Jersey area, New York
we'll,
City area.
I'll have a more.
We can have
changing
a birthday party on
yeah.
the side. We'll have a cake for her.
EVP party.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
great.
Once we know the times, we can
yeah.
figure that out.
So we'll
a little bit more then.
We'll give you some more info as we find
yeah,
more out on
this.
Yeah,
as we go along through the week, we'll fill you in on the guests and that type of thing. But we're just excited to be, you know, have been selected to be part of it. So it's big.
Yes.
We're so excited.
It's ginormous. All right. So now, next week, what are
you
going to have?
Next week, what we want to do is we want to talk a little bit about, we're going to get together some of our most active or haunted locations that we've done, and any stories that anybody has from any any local areas around here, or even if callers want to call in and talk about, you know, any places by them, anything like up to Delaware, we could, you know, probably travel. on
I promise we won't
but,
be crazy.
if possible, we'll see. It's a little bit hard with the sound here to know if any EVPs would be able to come through, but we definitely have a lot of experiences and exciting things that have happened where we can at least, you know, tell you some of the things that we've gone through. And so to touch a little bit more on the Crypt group and, you know, some of the experiences we've had or, you know, and even who does what in it.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll be able to have some of, you know, some of the few of the people from that come in and chime in. And even if some of the other people out there that do the paranormal want to talk about what they actually do, or what they've been able to do, that's fine.
Swap stories, compare notes, have a good yep. grand old time.
And then they can come visit us at the expo.
Yeah. Well, on a sad note, while we still have 4 minutes, this is going to be my last show until spring. Just for about 2.5 months. I am going back to work this weekend on the Idaho, since I can't mention the company's name, but I will be out to sea for the next 2.5 months. When I come back, I promise I will be squirrely as ever. But,
unless you're, you know, hijacked by pirates.
Yes, I'm hijacked by pirates, yes. But hopefully my awesome...
Oh, I shouldn't have put that out there.
Interesting. Yeah, no.
Oh, no.
No. No.
We're
going to
get a phone call.
I will be hijacked by pirates.
I have
four big, burly, muscular, former Navy SEALs on their board. And, I mean, we actually run slow just so we can attract these guys so they can get shots off at them. And always they get a little squirrely, too.
Well, you can find a big bucket of gold.
Big bucket
grand.
Of gold. Yeah, there we go. That's my 100 grand. All right. But, yeah, so I'm going to say goodbye to all of you that I won't see you for the next 2.5 months. So if you don't hear my voice, don't worry. I'm still here. I'm still thinking about you. But all in all...
Mark can email in, too. He
can
pass his messages across because he can email into the show.
Yeah! But unfortunately, I can't listen to it. So, really quick, law of attraction, one thing to sum it up, three quick steps, ask, believe, receive.
And be grateful.
Yes. So, as we go around the table, we're going to say goodbye for the night. So, from...
Jackie.
Mercedes.
Diane.
Charlie.
Charlie. Hold on, let me point at you. I'm pointing at you now.
Got it.
There we go. And, Mark, we'd like to say thank you very much. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for listening to an awesome sauce episode. And you'll hear us next week. All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Bye.
Bye.